Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, energetic, and in between. I dive into the subjects of mediumship, psychopomp, psychic work, shamanic work, shamanic healing, mediumship, Reiki, past life regression therapy, and beyond. Welcome to episode 5. So in this episode, I think it would be fun to talk about spirit guides. It's part of my initial journey, and my first spirit guide came into my awareness directly after my shift. So when I talk about my shift, I'm going to talk about the moment where I accepted. So this would be after my shamanic healing, when my father came through, and then the voices and things happening around me were undeniable. So it was pretty soon after that that I had a spirit guide show up. And at the time, I was watching or reading, I think I was reading the books, the Twilight books. And so when I finally asked the spirit guide their name, they gave me the name Edward. And I think it was probably because of those books. So it was an easy name for me to remember and something that I could, you know, attach to. The first thing I think that my guide taught me was about the transition of the soul from the body. And I actually got this lesson as I was driving. And I saw a deer get hit in front of me while I was on my way somewhere. And I immediately had this reaction of just sadness and pain and pity for the deer. And Edward chimed in and said, "Don't feel bad for the deer, because it's the cycle. It's the life-death cycle. And the soul isn't gone, Jill. Look." And I looked and I could see this opaque figure of the deer continue running as if it never stopped running, as if it had continued its trek across the road and continued on into the bushes just like nothing had happened. And first, I was sort of surprised that this animal had a soul's essence or soul and how that would continue. But what Edward told me was, well, of course, this animal has some level of consciousness and it has an energetic body just like you do. So of course you would see the soul and the energetic body continue on after the physical form has died. So I'm just looking and watching and reflecting now, as I'm telling the story, I really see this as the very beginning of shamanic work before I even had any understanding of what shamanism or shamanic work was or animal spirits or animal spirit guides at all. So sort of a beautiful beginning. Well, Edward showed me a lot of things. He talked to me about auras, he taught, which is the energetic field around us, the different colors of auras. He talked to me about energy running through the body and talked to me a lot about the way we communicate with spirit. So Edward would stay with me anytime I was doing any kind of reading, and I felt like he was my anchor. He was the one that I was able to connect with anyone else that was stepping forward to talk to their loved one. So he helped me hone in my skills and abilities, I think primarily because I wasn't sure how to connect energetically. So he played that conduit role. Now, as a medium, what happens is we have an energy field around us. The person that's in your energy field feels, which can be overwhelming for empaths. But I'm going to stick to how this energy field also helps to communicate with spirit. So when I would be doing readings, Edward would step into my energy field. And so I could feel his presence there. But then I would also be able to discern when another spirit would be stepping into my energy field as well. So he helped to teach me what it feels like when I come into contact with another spirit. He also began to show me how it feels when they begin to communicate with me, because each spirit communicates a little bit differently. And why they do that, I have no idea. I have not been able to figure that out. I've asked, but they all have their preferred method of communication. Some are really good with speaking, and I can hear them really clearly. Some are really good with images, and so they tap into my clairvoyant ability and show me moving pictures and you know, snapshots. They'll bring me to places that they know. And then some are really good with this sort of kinesthetic or touch. They'll make me feel things in my body, like maybe the way they felt while they were sick or dying, or what the impact of a car crash feels like. Not so that I relive it and not to the extreme of that, but so that I can translate that message to their loved one that might be sitting with me, feeling an impact to the face or an arm or a leg and such. So some will use all of these senses. But what Edward was really teaching me was stepping into my energy field so that I would be able to discern. And discernment is really the key. I was able to discern my own energy from that of a spirit stepping in. And when I was able to discern, then I was able to communicate better because I could understand what was mine and what was theirs. So that was really important in the beginning. Now what happens when they step into the energy field, their energy begins to merge with your own. And when a lot of mediums start working, they'll start asking discerning questions. Now, skeptics will say, you're asking these questions because you're fishing. It's actually not. We're asking these discerning questions because our energy field is merging with that of spirit. And we're trying to discern what's ours and what's theirs. Now, a good medium will not ask you any information. They will ask, say yes or no. If it's no, I'll keep going. If it's yes, great. Spirit will usually move on to the next thing that they want to say. But remember when I talked about how we can feel or sense spirits? Sometimes we feel them like goosebumps on our arms. This is oftentimes what spirit will do when it's communicating with me and we're merged. So when we're merged and that information's flowing, it will come fast and it will come with high energy. So my voice would tend to speed up. I would talk really quickly and the energy would be moving through my arms and through the rest of my body. In the beginning, I couldn't really understand that merging. So where I would feel it would be in my third eye, which is the center of your forehead, you know, in between your brows. And it would just start buzzing. I thought I was crazy. I thought I was seriously going Looney Tunes. I was getting headaches, ringing in my ears, and buzzing in my third eye. And I went and saw a neurologist, and they asked me if I felt any tingling. I said yes in my brow. And I didn't say my third eye, and I showed them where it was. And, you know, I had all sorts of blood work and an MRI, and I'm completely fine. But, it was just really spirit showing me, my connection when someone steps into my energy field so that I'm able to discern that. So that was my tell, was my third eye buzzing. And it's still my tell when something's happening. My third eye will begin to buzz before I sense anything else. So Edward was really the key to anchoring that for me and showing me how he steps in and out of my energy field. Now, as I progressed and I continued seeing people and working on my abilities, I ended up taking a class where I met lifelong friends, beautiful, wonderful people. And they all got used to me talking about Edward. Well, Edward says it's like this, and Edward says it's like that. They must have gotten so sick of hearing about Edward. But Edward was my teacher. He was the one that I trusted and I would go to. And we built this, you know, very significant bond. I feel very fortunate that I could see and feel Edward in that way. It was probably 2 years, 3 years after, maybe 3 years, after working strictly with Edward, that a girlfriend of mine called me up and she said, I have a message for you. And I said, oh, okay. She says, yeah, it's from your dad. And I was all ears. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, yeah. What's he saying? And she says, well, he has a message for you, but first he keeps calling you this nickname. And I was like, okay, what's he saying? And she says, well, he keeps saying, it's so weird, Jill. He keeps saying like Kilroy or Jilroy or something like that. And I started laughing and I said, yeah, that's my father's nickname. And all my uncles call me this. They call me Jilroy. I don't know why. It's been since I was a little girl. And I start laughing and I said, well, what's his message? And she said, he's Edward. And that was it. And I never saw Edward again. And I've only seen my dad. Thank you for listening, and as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.